Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
The mayor's office says the matter is resolved, but apparently that is not the case for Uber and Lyft drivers who are planning a major march and rally today.
It was the end of July that Uber and Lyft joined with Mayor Adams to announce that these companies would reduce the practice of lockouts, where drivers mid-shift are locked out of their apps, meaning they can't make any money. But thousands are rallying today, saying that that practice is still happening. Binavi Desai is the executive director of the New York City Taxi Alliance.
The city's pretty much just thrown its arms up in the air. They're letting Uber and Lyft get away with, you know, cheating drivers out of pay, like the most minimum pay.
Now, at this rally today, Desai is saying they'll announce a day in October where they're planning Uber and Lyft drivers are to maintain a 24-hour-long strike. Again, that'll be some point in about a month from now. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Another stabbing in the subway. This was just before 4 this morning as a 3 train pulled into the Nostrand Avenue and Eastern Parkway station in Crown Heights. A 29-year-old man taken to the hospital with cuts to his left arm. He is stable, but police say he's being very uncooperative and won't tell them exactly what happened. Separately, the NYPD is out with a new photo of the suspect in yesterday's subway slashing in the Bronx. This is the guy who attacked a 16-year-old on a number 2 train as it was approaching the East 160th Street and Prospect Avenue station. The kid was taken to the hospital in stable condition. We've got that photo of the suspect up now at 1010winds.com. A 25-year-old Queens man under arrest in the fatal stabbing of a woman in Flushing. Police say Jai Ha Ma was in a relationship with the victim, and that it happened when the two were arguing at a massage parlor on Casino Boulevard and Barclay Avenue. They say he stabbed her multiple times right in front of coworkers. 26-year-old Zhui Mei Tang was rushed to the hospital but could not be saved. What a frightening scene in Queens, where a fire broke out at a tire shop on Liberty Avenue in Jamaica Tuesday afternoon and rose to 5 alarms. This was near 88th Street, where this witness tells CBS 2.
All of a sudden, there was a boom. Flames erupted. The smoke came in through the vents, through the walls, everywhere.
It took 5 hours to put this out, with the FDNY saying the flames were fueled by the burning tires as well as flammable liquids inside the shop. In fact, firefighters stayed on the scene throughout the night to make sure it doesn't start up again. As for the building, it's in bad shape, with the roof and right wall having collapsed. Everyone got out safely, although one firefighter did suffer a minor injury. The cause of this blaze is under investigation. A spokesperson for Governor Hochul says Linda Sun was fired as soon as they discovered evidence of misconduct. A spokesperson for former Governor Andrew Cuomo says she worked in a handful of agencies and had little to no interaction with the governor. Well, Sun and her husband have both pleaded not guilty to charges. They were agents of the Chinese government.
Prosecutors say this is no ordinary financial fraud. Linda Sun is charged with using her position as then deputy chief of staff to Governor Hochul to help the Chinese government at the direction of the Chinese government. Among the many allegations, not allowing officials from Taiwan access to New York state officers and writing unauthorized invitations to the Chinese on behalf of New York. Sun and her husband Chris Hugh are also charged with money laundering. The feds say the Chinese gave them all sorts of things in exchange for political help, which was then used to buy a $4 million home in Manhasset. Their attorney, Seth Ducharme, says a number of the charges are inflammatory and perplexing.
We have a lot of confidence in our case.
They've pleaded not guilty and are released on bond. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Brooklyn Federal Court.
Imagine finding a body stuffed in a suitcase. That was the scene in Huntington Tuesday, where cops responded to a 911 call of suspicious activity in a wooded area near an apartment complex on Nassau Road. This man lives in the adjacent building. He tells 1010 Winds the whole thing made for quite an eventful day for him.
Actually, I was going out to an interview, and I had to get to the interview at 2. And I'm like, okay, here's my first obstacle, police tape. So I went under the police tape because I don't want to miss the interview. Interview didn't go so bad. I turned back around, and I see all of this, and it's just like, wow.
Well, the identity of the victim and the cause of death are not yet known. Well, the first day of class is tomorrow for New York City public school kids. Ahead of that, the City Department of Transportation wants parents to know that they are working to improve safety, specifically in crosswalks near schools, by using something called daylighting.
If you're parking your car in or too close to the crosswalk, move over, or soon you won't have a choice. DOT Commissioner Adanis Rodriguez says daylighting is coming to at least 1,000 intersections by the end of the year.
By removing parked vehicles next to the crosswalk and adding these colorful granite blocks, drivers will be able to better see pedestrians, and pedestrians will be able to see better vehicles near them.
Maria Santiago is a crossing guard and says cars do this more than you think.
It's the worst thing when they block your crosswalk. The worst thing. So what they're doing is the best idea so far, especially for the kids.
The DOT says already they've put daylighting in 300 locations. Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Tribeca.
The teachers union applauding the city but saying more needs to be done. We're talking about class sizes here. UFT District 30 Representative Ashley Razanka says one school in Jackson Heights has met the lower class size threshold that's required by state law.
The principal of IS 145, Ivan Rodriguez, has been able to lower class sizes for all incoming sixth grade students. He was able to, like I said, hire the required staff. He has the space.
She says this is proof that it can be done and that the UFT will have more to say later this morning outside that school. The father of a young man who died from a fentanyl-laced cocaine overdose is now using his grief to help save others. The tool, a new video game that is loosely based on this story. Cabal Bernawi of Roslyn, Long Island, spoke to 1010 Wins.
I'm hopeful that this game can be impactful and create change, change that will lead to many people, you know, being alive, whereas they would have died through a drug overdose or poisoning. That's the goal here, is to save, you know, a significant number of lives.
Well, the plot follows a young woman who is on a mission to figure out the events that led to her brother's death. Along the way, players learn all about the signs of fentanyl poisoning and how to administer the life-saving drug naloxone. The video game titled Johanna's Vision was produced by the Miami-based TGA and is out now. The new school year, but the same scene at Columbia, where pro-Palestinian protesters were back on campus.
Demonstrators walked outside the gates, calling on students to boycott classes as they continue their demand that Columbia divest from companies that do business with Israel. This student said she supports the protesters, but went to class.
Course is disruptive, but like it seems it could be a privilege for me to just be in like a New York City and an Ivy League school and just be too worried about my inconveniences when I know that there's other people who are suffering.
Another student who is Jewish and didn't want to go on tape told me the situation in Israel is tragic, but he is tired of the disruption to his education. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Columbia University.
Students at Cooper Union starting the new school year with some great news. The schools announced that tuition for all current students will be free in their senior year. For 155 years, Cooper Union was totally free, but then financial troubles in the 2000s forced it to start charging a fee in 2014. School President Laura Sparks says the return of free tuition is thanks to $6 million from three alumni donors. It's Wednesday. Yes, and that means another round of voting in the March Madness-style race for honorary Doug, mayor of New York City. This week, it's Lucy the Mutsicle versus Bertram the Pomeranian. Cast your vote at Dog Mayor NYC on Instagram stories or on their Facebook or Twitter page. Get all the info at dogmayornyc.com. Well, how about this, dog people? There is a new experimental drug that may help dogs live longer. Yeah, veterinarian Dr. Sam Geller of the Quakertown Veterinary Clinic in Pennsylvania is overseeing a clinical trial that so far has 50 dogs enrolled.
That obviously is every dog owner's dream, you know, is how can I keep my best friend alive and healthier and happy longer? So it helps with potentially preventing insulin resistance. It helps with managing fats in your body. It helps with managing lipids in the bloodstream.
A study is looking to include more than 1,000 dogs nationwide, specifically large dogs who are 10 years or older. Hey, if you want to be singing this happy tune, As they say, you'll need to be in it to win it. No winner last night, so the Mega Millions is now up to $740 million for Friday. Can you imagine? Here are last night's numbers to check for a smaller prize. 12, 41, 43, 52, and 55, plus the gold Mega Ball, which was 9. And good luck.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.